This is sports.
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 This is sports. This is sports.
With a capital F.
This is sports with a capital F.
This is sports.
F.
This is sports with a capital F.
Ready right now. All right, everybody, welcome to the Sports with a Capital F podcast. I am Graham, and I am here with my co-host and my best buddy, General Griff McGriff. What the hell's going on with you tonight, sir?
Not much, man. Just exercising my thumbs, getting ready for that next big thumb match, thumb wrestling match for you guys out there, you know, professionals in the industry. You just call them thumb matches.
Yep, you got to train for those thumb matches. Thumb warriors.
Yeah, I feel like... You know, that's the edge I have on Papelbon. You know, for those who don't know, I have a fight coming up. I assume I'm promoting a fight with Jonathan Papelbon, 6'5" pro athlete.
Griff versus Jonathan Papelbon, 2018, get rich or die trying.
Right. And I feel like, you know, coming from a combat sport and...
As a professional thumb wrestler.
Right, and I feel like that I'll have a, you know, it mentally prepares me for something like that. When he pretty much just plays with balls every few days, yeah. I'm out there training for a combat sport. So, you know, on paper.
Yeah, and he's out there picking on kids. You see he's picking on young guys, choking them and
choking
stuff.
Choking children.
Yeah, he's the worst.
That's enough
kind.
About Jonathan Papelbon. Yeah. I'll deal with him when the day comes.
Yeah, if he's ever man enough to respond to this. I mean, you've been challenging Jonathan Papelbon for minutes on the internet now, and no response.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see what Mr. Papelbon wants to do. So how are you? Else are you doing this evening? We have a massive electrical storm going on outside right now.
I don't have a lot going on. I'm just sitting in a house alone.
That's good
riding
radio.
Riding on my mirror with lipstick. You know, writing a list of people I hate, trying to decide what I'm going to do with them, sorting it all out.
You got to sort it out, though. You need a list. You need a plan.
Yeah, you need a mirror, makeup. You just write it on there.
Well, you have to look at yourself in the mirror.
Right, yeah,
you
through
decide,
the list of people you hate.
Right,
makeup
and before you can
of...
determine that you have been placed on this earth to eradicate these other people.
Yeah. What kind of music? Like, what kind of music do you think is played in the background in that scene?
Something very simple, though. Something very simple that kind of explains it all. Maybe some Genesis.
I don't know.
Sue Studio.
Genesis? Oh, really? Your boy Neil deGrasse Tyson thinks there's pretty much like a 50-50 shot.
50-50 shot, we're living
in a
simulation.
Yeah, I'll read it for you. This is from the Scientific American. This is and also was in the New Yorker. Moderator Neil deGrasse Tyson, director of the museum's Hayden Planetarium, put the odds at 50-50 that our entire existence is a program on someone else's hard drive.
I see that.
But that is not in quotations. But in quotations is, I think the likelihood may be very high, he said. He noted the gap between human and chimpanzee intelligence, despite the fact that we share the more than 98% of their DNA, our DNA, blah, blah, blah. He just said, we would be drooling, blithering idiots in their presence. If that's the case, it's easy for me to imagine that everything in our lives is just a creation of some other entity for their entertainment. Maybe he was on acid that night.
Yeah, I was going to say he must have been having a dark day. He must have had an argument with his wife that day. And he's like, whatever, yeah, 50-50 this thing.
I'm 50-50 that none of this shit makes a fuck. They're like, 50, oh, well. I don't know. It would be a bunch of fucking drooling retards.
Yeah.
What do you want from me, people? I talk about this shit all the time.
Exactly.
The son's a fucking star, blah, blah, blah. You're a goddamn simulation. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly. I was just thinking that was probably where he was at in his head. Because he's one of those guys who's like a public figure who has to talk about the same thing relentlessly over and over and over again. He has to have a night where every now and then he just looks at that mass of drooling idiots and goes, yeah, we're all a mass of drooling idiots bowing before a computer.
But I mean, it's not, you
it's
know,
not
totally
inaccurate. Yeah.
But it's not, you know, if you really start I actually got into a thing that's like 500 videos. Like, that dude's had that conversation a lot with, like, several different panels of people.
No, yeah, but I've also heard him talk about the, I guess the fidelity would be lessened. I don't, it's a very interesting thing when you start thinking about living in a simulation, because then the operating on that assumption, you also operate that you're living within an infinite number of other simulations, because it just means
and
that
if you don't know what the hell we're talking about, basically, we're just saying that you're the people that you run over on the sidewalk in Grand Theft Auto.
Exactly, like you're dead.
And the guys that created us are the dudes playing Grand Theft Auto.
Yep, pretty much.
The police do act like the guys in Grand Theft Auto.
They do seem to be pre-programmed. Yeah, the people who made Grand Theft Auto are all over that. Bree, what are you doing over there? I'm picking up a lot of sound coming from the tablet. You watching something over there? We are having a serious-ass thunderstorm, though.
But is it a thunderstorm? Is that just like somebody's underwear being stuck to their shirt in the virtual reality world? Like, maybe we're like in the locker in Men in Black.
It seems like a lot of variables to bother programming in, though, you know? Just like if you were
a guy on
the sidewalk.
Well, I mean, dude, there's lightning and thunder and rain in Grand Theft Auto.
It's like if you were a guy on the ground in Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
You're like a dude like who that. Never questions the fact that, because you don't know anything different, so you don't question the fact that you can't walk
into those
stores.
The funny thing is that it's a mute point, because all the parameters are the parameters, no matter whether it's a simulation or not.
Right, but you can think about it too, though. Those guys walking around in the streets in Grand Theft Auto don't realize they can't walk into all those buildings. They don't care. They don't know. They have no frame of reference for that.
Right.
We just sit above them like, why don't they ever go in those stores?
Yeah.
Yep.
Or why don't they just, like, do what we're doing in Grand Theft Auto? Or, you know, you could look at it like when people go on the shooting sprees. It's like maybe the dude took them over, you know, like somebody. Maybe it's a really, really old game and nobody hardly ever gets on it. And just every once in a while somebody gets on it.
Human existence is the MLB 15 on PlayStation 3 of
consciousness. They take us offline.
Of consciousness.
Do we just keep going? Do we keep existing? Or do they pull a plug on us? Do we exist in a thumb drive somewhere and we just keep multiplying and they put it in?
Well, you got to
like,
ask.
Oh, damn, this shit's really changed.
Yeah, we haven't even seen the updates yet.
Hey, the upside to that is there is a chance someone would hear our prayers.
Undoubtedly, it'd just be the station on Grand Theft Auto while they were driving over people who don't know they can walk into stores.
It'd be like sending a message to the PlayStation Network. Oh, wait, it would be the same thing.
I send the PlayStation Network a message of $50 every year for an opportunity to participate.
Yeah, and they tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
I work in mysterious ways.
Yes.
Is that what they told you when... You got kicked off PlayStation Network for a while. They were just like,
I did. It was. He works in. Don't ask questions. Yeah. I work in mysterious ways. Just give me your
$50. We do all this for the good of you.
Yeah,
we work in mysterious ways.
It makes just as much sense as anything else. You know.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, like if you've never thought about it before, and it scares you to think about it.
You still have to get up.
The parameters are the same.
Exactly. You still have to get up and go to work tomorrow. You just get to think about it differently if you choose.
There's a dude on a cloud with a big beard, or it's some nerd punching stuff. You know, some nerd alien punching into a computer. I mean, it's the same deal.
But yeah, it's humans. We've been trying to figure out why we're doing all this for a long time, and there isn't an answer. It's just you got to get up tomorrow and do it again.
No, there is an answer, and I'm going to find it.
You'll be the guy.
For another shot. You'll be the guy.
Well, you know, your take on life was something I've always carried with me, where you said you were going to beat the odds. Like, nobody lives forever, so you're going to beat the odds.
Yeah, I'm going to beat the odds. We all end up in a 6-foot hole. I'm not going there. You'll never take me alive!
They won't. They want you.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Clearly, they won't bother whether you're alive or not.
Ugh. Oh, it's all something, man. When you get into those big, long macro debates, that's why when you debate things like when we get all worked up about, you know, them running over the catcher in baseball, you know, it's so fun. But, I mean, that's what life's all about because at the end, like, it's so macro. And, I mean, you know, I find it odd.
We actually, I just thought of this. We actually, in some ways, behave like the fourth dimensional beings that people talk about, where, like, if you could see time in the way that we see the other three dimensions, we see baseball like that because you just pull up your computer and you go, what, it amassed this man's entire contribution to society into numbers and lay it before me.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Isn't that fucking bonkers? I just thought of
it. Eventually that'll be like, I've thought about that too, like, just sitting around, thinking of weird stuff. Baseball reference. If you're a sports nerd, and even if you're not, it's an interesting thing. Baseballreference.com, basketballreference.com. Yeah, like you're saying, they basically amassed these people's career. Eventually, LinkedIn is going to, that's where we're heading.
It's going to be your life. It's just going to be your whole existence.
Statistically measured.
Well, that's the goal anyway of advertising of everything. I mean, I see it sometimes, like, when I'm on Science, I'll see like a Pepsi ad that's like clearly intentionally designed to have aesthetic value for someone who's experiencing psychedelics. And I'll be like, they're in there too. They're trying to figure it out. They're throwing everything they have at it. Like, what are the various states?
But the people that are so temporary. But at the same time, they're not. It's weird,
right?
The whole thing,
exactly.
The whole thing's super weird. Sometimes I feel like I need to be on Science just so that I don't feel like I'm on Science. But you're living in a computer simulation.
That was where we were going.
You might as well just send us our money. You know what? Just a simulation, guys. It's all gonna work out.
It's all just zeros and ones anyway. Just send them to us.
Send the money. Send the money to the CapF Sports.
If you can hear my, if you can hear my voice right now, we will fix whatever these problems are. We'll get to the bottom of them.
Yeah, we're gonna get to your X's and O's specifically, the people that send us money, and we're gonna change this thing. We're on to something big here.
We're headed down the right path for sure.
Yeah. Do you want to be? It depends on where you want to be when it all goes down. So the best thing you can do is send us money.
Send your money to the Sports
Capital
Podcast.
However you
want to
read into the words I'm saying, it all comes out the same.
Just don't be the guy on Grand Theft Auto walking down the sidewalk who doesn't know you can walk into the stores. Just send us money and we'll fix that quandary.
It's like, why? You know what?
If we don't come up with a convincing answer, that just means we need more money.
Oh, man, I still got to write that article for CleatGeek. You want to help me do it real quick? The guy's, like, sending me messages, like, where's that article at? I'm like, you better pay me. What are you doing?
We're doing this. Quit trying to divide my man's free work attention.
Like, I already got one guy hassling me for work that I'll get paid for. I need two of these in my life. I was like, trust me, dude.
I didn't know why you signed up for that.
I was like, trust me, dude.
You don't even know this pretend internet boss.
You've known me most of your life. It's the sick fetish I have. I love to disappoint people.
You just love to be I can't make it in today.
Oh, it's like I get to call into work because the job I have now, I can't call into work, really. So, like, now I have a job, I can call into work.
When you wouldn't do the podcast, I knew that you were, like, vicariously living out your, like, Freudian dreams of just being like, I can't make it in today.
I don't like how you're talking to me about work. And the guy is like, and you notice I pumped an article out real quick and, like, really actually spent some time, like, tuning it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, that's some good writing. I'm like, yeah, it is. You're right about that.
You're right. Say thank you.
No, I'm doing it. But seriously, though, like, I'm the all things Atlanta.
the beat writer.
I am. Dude, I watched Atlanta United. I watched the fucking soccer game. I tried.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was going to say.
I tried, man. Yeah, I turned it on. I turned the volume. I was on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. You can find us at CapF Sports on Twitter. I'm always on there. I'm ready to talk.
For the record, he is the one on there, just so that everybody's clear.
No, sometimes he's on there, too. You don't know who's on there. It might be a robot from the fucking simulation. You don't know what's going on. Just get in there and give us some money.
Get in the mix and send us your zeros and ones. Anyway,
y'all have any liquor over there? Y'all want to do a shot?
You want to do a shot, Bree? Could you pour me one? Because me and Griff are going to do one.
This is late night with that Cap F Sports.
It's getting late night here on Cap F Sports.
You know, I say the late night editions just go on unedited.
No, I'm fine. As far as this actual recording of the podcast is concerned, it's only been on for about 20 minutes, so that's probably enough.
It feels like it's been on for 6 hours, but hey. I mean, I think...
That's Sports in the Cap F. That's how it works.
But I think it's okay to like let it run on these, like, and just label it late night with Cap F Sports. I just feel like every once in a while we need one that's not edited, so they can just hear how we. Sometimes it almost makes us sound better than we are. I want
everything makes us sound better than we are.
Right. I just want them to get to know us a little bit.
Yeah, let's all lay down by the fire and hear about how we live in a simulation.
I feel like it's like a cuddle session. Yeah. With our listeners. Like, I bet you snuggle up and find out, you know, whisper it in your ear about computer simulations.
Yeah.
This is Sports with a capital F.
This is Sports.
This is capital F.
This is Sports.
This is Sports.
This is
Sports with a capital
F.
This is Sports.
Let me give you some more advice, motherfucker. Like, when you're driving down the road, look out ahead of you. Like, don't look right in front of you and get off your fucking phone, first of all. But you drive way down the road. Like, let me give you a little tip. Let me explain to you what the fuck a blinker's for. Like, a blinker is not for right when you turn. If your brake lights come on before your blinker, you fucked up. Like, every time you're driving, think that. If your brake lights come on before your blinker, you fucked up. The blinker is supposed to tell everybody that your brake lights is about to come on. So if you're the dickhead who puts your blinker on right as you're turning, you fucked up. Don't even put it on. There's no point. The brake light's already told everybody you're doing something. That's it. I'm leaving it there. Put the damn blinker on before your fucking brake lights come on, you stupid fucks. Like 89% of America doesn't know